Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is time for the spillover on a Friday. AD with this. AD, how much of the U.S. Open did you catch yesterday? You're a big golf fan?
Yeah, you know, I was had calls and emails yesterday afternoon, so I was watching kind of off to the side a little bit. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun weekend, man.
I'll give you an update, Sip, since you know you're a big golf fan over there. Yesterday, at the end of round one, there was two players tied for first place, and they're big names, generally big names. Rory McIlroy, who we just found is not getting divorced. Remember that?
Yeah, thanks for the update.
And Patrick Cantlay, also a big name. Xander Schauffele's best friend, who won the PGA Championship, maybe saying, it's my turn to win a major. McIlroy won over par today through five, so he's dropped down to one behind the lead. But that was a pretty good leaderboard at Pinehurst, number two. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods, four over par yesterday.
Okay,
we told you he had birdied the opening hole. Then he had some rough stretch with the irons. The putter went cold. Do you know who his putting coach is right now, Sip?
I don't.
His son, Charlie.
You're kidding.
His 15-year-old son, Charlie, is his putting coach. That's right.
Is he compensated?
I would think probably so. I don't know if he needs to be compensated. He's got plenty of money to begin with. Charlie Woods is, I'm sure, with being Tiger's son.
I would think being a putting coach for Tiger Woods would be lucrative.
Yes.
Well, especially if your son, 15 years old. But people would say, well, if Tiger putts poorly, was that a good decision to really have
your son?
His son.
You know what? That's part of the deal. Yeah, it's part of the deal. If it goes poorly, you fire him.
Got to go.
That's the way it is.
It's a teachable thing. Teachable moments.
Other names you'll maybe care about, Sip. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Three back of the lead. He's two under par. He's playing today. Right now, he's one over par through four. So he was three under par yesterday.
Okay.
Other names. Tiger's four over. Sergio Garcia is one under par.
Okay.
Name you know from the past there.
Yes.
Xander Schauffele, the champion, was even par. And Scottie Scheffler shot one over par yesterday. He's still one over par through five holes today.
Okay. Scheffler's in the hunt.
Yeah. Brooks Koepka was three under par through nine holes yesterday and then had three bogeys in the back to get back to even. So
that back nine, there was some oil leak.
I told you, I still pull for Brooks. I know that's unpopular. He's a live golfer. He's got a certain personality. But I like guys who show up when it matters the most.
Yeah, he does.
Ryder Cup and majors. And so hate him all you want for who he is when it's not a Ryder Cup or a major. I like the guy that's an alpha when it matters most.
Okay.
So that's my take on Brooks
Koepka. I appreciate that, Jake. I do appreciate that. Do you guys, you know what? I think AD would share this sentiment. Remember when we would say U.S. Open in tennis and that meant a lot?
Oh,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
I don't think it's still that way.
Mm.
It would always be late August, right? Right when school was starting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
U.S. Open tennis, and it would be in Flushing Meadows. It still probably is.
Probably is.
But yeah, we don't follow the U.S. Open tennis like we used to.
You know, and I don't know
random
why.
Commerce.
I mean, I appreciate that. Yep.
It's kind of, I'm not saying it fell off. I'm not sure just because there's so much more sports available on different platforms to watch now. It's kind of like what you mentioned last week, the week before.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly.
It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You only have so much time to watch so much sports.
There's that.
You know, you think about right now, you have the NBA Finals going on. You have the Stanley Cup that's going on. You have the U.S. Open that's going on. You have the CWS that's going on.
We always follow Husker football.
Yeah. You know, we got all this stuff going on. I think now it's just we have so much more available to us.
Or is it also just the lack of who's the name brand stars in men's
tennis?
That's
true.
Back then, you tune on because Jimmy Connors was playing, or John McEnroe was playing, or Bjorg was playing, or Stefan Edberg was playing.
Right.
Or even all these names on and on, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you right now.
Ivan Lendl.
I'm so proud of all these tennis names. I'm proud of you.
Ivan Lendl.
Yeah.
But now I can't name.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, try to name a current tennis. I could probably give you. I'm a tennis player.
Yeah.
I could name maybe four. Alcaraz is like number one.
Okay. You got one.
Djokovic is still around.
He plays for the Nuggets.
No. That'd be the Joker.
Right. Novak, he's very talented.
Novak Djokovic from Serbia is very good, still winning. Nadal is still playing.
Yeah, they're okay. There's names.
However, Federer is retired.
Right.
He does not play anymore.
Hey, Jake, those are names, though. Those are legit.
That's three.
Yeah.
Gaia Monfils, I think, is a mm-hmm. player there still. Maybe mm-hmm. Joe Wilfred Tsonga.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys might be done. Mm. I know James Blake is done. He's been gone for a while, but I don't... It's embarrassing. I'm a guy that advocates for the sport of tennis. I've talked on the radio about it all the time. I haven't played this year at all. I'm taking the year off, but I just never got into watching professional tennis.
Really?
And there's
not even the majors.
I'm talking in all these Nadal and Federer matches. I didn't watch them. Mm-hmm. Just didn't watch them.
My mom still watches. Like she'll watch Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but I used to when I was. I mean, 20s. I'd watch the majors.
Deal.
Yeah, I'd watch for sure Wimbledon, the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't watch the French Open. Oh, that was That was a major, though. That's a major.
Yeah, on the court, on the clay courts.
Roland Garros.
Right. Yeah. look at this.
Just spitting out names.
Look at this man.
No, Roland Garros is where they played.
Yeah, I know, but you got it right, though.
Yeah.
I'm just impressed by this. Yeah. Tennis knowledge here. Yeah. Ron says because there's no great U.S. players, there's not really a connection to it. You had Sampras and Agassi, which were guys that U.S. players.
Right.
U.S. players.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have that right now. You don't have a guy. John Isner, or whatever his name is, the tall guy, he's the best they have, and he's not that good.
No, it doesn't do it.
You know, had Marty Fish. He's retired. He was pretty good. That
doesn't do it, though.
Don't have it right now.
Marty Fish could walk down O Street, and you would cause no stir. You wouldn't know who he was. But if Bjorn Borg did back in the day, you'd be freaked out. Or McEnroe. Or Connors.
Yep.
Connors dated Christy Evert.
And those were so many names. And those guys, they would battle to the death on the tennis court back then, too, man. Especially when McEnroe was playing because he was so animated.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he was a worldwide star and very recognizable brand. I mean, on the women's side, too, it was... Navratilova, and Everett, and Capriati, and
look at Seth.
I'm weeping over here.
Look at Seth. He's just spilling the names.
Those were
off.
The day. Those were that's when tennis was big this country.
Tennis,
yeah.
You just got them all.
Now it's pickleball.
Dennis, pickleball.
Let's go play the pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball is it. Less exercise, less running. Woo. No. All right. That's it for us. Hey, reminder, today and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we're up at Blur Parties up in Omaha, the Hilton Hotel, two blocks south of the stadium. Get your tickets at blurevents.com. It's a great party. All you can eat and drink the whole time. How about that? Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good. How about those tickets for Katrinka?
I'll get them taken care of. The Drive with Raph, AD, and AG is next for Steve Zippel. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.